Public health experts and advocates say Connecticut needs to address mistrust by people in Black communities of new medical treatments. As Connecticut Public Radio's Nicole Leonard reports, community leaders at a virtual roundtable Monday say this is important if and when a COVID-19 vaccine becomes available.
Whether a vaccine is approved this year or the next, Wisdom Powell says it won't help much if Black residents lack confidence in the vaccine.
I mean, there's so many stories of Black folks surrendering their bodies to medical institutions and coming out worse after.
Powell is the director of the Health Disparities Institute at UConn Health. She refers to a history of medical malice and unethical experimentation on Black people dating all the way back to slavery, as well as ongoing systemic racism.
We have to face that elephant in the room if we're really going to move populations towards vaccinations, first of all, that have been taken through the appropriate clinical trials, but also that gives people the comfort to imagine that those medications will actually bring them more healing rather than harm.
Scientists agree that transparency and diversity in vaccine clinical trials are key. Trevor Johnson is a lecturer in criminology and criminal justice at Central Connecticut State University. He says messaging on the safety and effectiveness of vaccines needs to be more inclusive to reach Black people of all ages, faiths, and geographical areas. And he says a COVID-19 vaccine isn't the end-all, be-all solution to existing inequities and health disparities, which set the stage for the pandemic's disproportionate impact on Black communities.
We need to focus on those other things. We need to look at those environmental factors, you know, fresh food in our grocery stores. This is not COVID, but it is.
Nearly a dozen COVID-19 vaccines globally are being tested in large-scale Phase 3 human clinical trials. Nicole Leonard, Connecticut Public Radio.